Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
Proximity to me over fame and fortune is definitely what most financial advisors would recommend.
Afternoons on The Score.
That's lousy managing.
We're talking softball. From Maine to San Diego, talking softball. Mattingly and Canseco.
It's an incredible get. I mean, on today's show, by the way, our guest lineup, we were able to get my brother Brad in studio at 5 o'clock and Lynn Bramer from WXRT in studio right now.
Hey, man, you know, don't be minimizing the importance, the majesty, the difficulty it takes to get Lynn Bramer, the your best friend in the whole world, the greatest DJ currently working in Chicago, one of the finest MCs in the history of Hot Stove Cool Music, which continues tonight, and currently the best manager that the Odyssey softball team has.
What's up, Bramer?
Hey, good to see you guys. Really enjoy hearing you guys together on the air when, you know, XRTs and commercials. Can't say I'd listen otherwise.
Of course.
Because I get in trouble.
But, yes.
You're a P2.
I'm a P2, that's right, because I'm an XRT P1, and I also work there. Let me tell you how hard it was to nail me down today for this little get-together.
Yeah.
Shane texted me and said, hey, can you come on talk about softball? I went, sure.
Wow. Wow. Good producing, Shane.
That is the kind of stuff that happens behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. The people listening to The Score Sports Radio 670 have no idea the kind of machinations that happen behind the scenes to get people on the airwaves.
Yeah, man. And unlike NFL insider Ian Rappaport, we appreciate you not going to get gas during the segments as well.
No, your connection in studio is great. We can hear you loud and clear.
Oh, God. I so prefer in-studio interviews.
Oh, they're much, much, much better. But I hear we got a rough squad this year, Coach.
Well, let me tell you something from my perspective. Shane approaches me, say, hey, you want to manage? And I played baseball, played high school, varsity. I played ball of all kinds. But at the age of 66, going on 67, my wife does not think it's a good idea for me to run around in the outfield. And she's right, because I'm sure a lot of people listening have this chip in their brain. If a ball is in the air, you don't say, okay, take it easy, approach it slowly. Your brain goes, you're 12, go get it. So I said, sideline sounds good to me. So here I am. I show up. Half the people I've never even met. I've never seen any of these people play softball.
That just sounds a lot like La Russa at the beginning of spring training.
Yeah, frankly. Old, out of touch, needs to get to know his team.
You know,
is that what he said?
Yeah. A lot of excuses.
Doesn't know anybody yet.
Well, interesting you should say that, because my pep talk before the game began was all about, I did not come out of retirement for you knuckleheads to damage my Hall of Fame legacy. Sure, I've fallen asleep in a car a few times, but I used to do a morning show and I was tired all the damn time. So I figure it's low impact, not a big deal. I'll come out, I'll make the lineup, I'll shout some encouragement. The next day, my job is being cross-examined by the manager of the Chicago Cubs. How is that low impact?
Yeah,
that's true. Let's hear what David Ross had to say, by the way, about Lynn Bramer's debut. 0-1, by the way, as the manager of the Odyssey softball team. We'll have it in just a second.
Yeah, because Lawrence Holmes.
So I got a personal question to ask you. So we had the radio station softball game last night. Like, we played and we got pounded, Rossi. Like, we got absolutely destroyed. And I was doing my old man thing. Like, they pulled me out of retirement and put me out there. And strangely enough, I ended up out in the outfield, which is a position that I've almost never played throughout my entire life. So if I got a problem with my manager, Lynn Bramer, who's the morning guy at WXRT, is our manager. I was going to get on the airwaves and call for him to be fired today, but I figured I got a chance to talk with you. How should I approach, you know, do I need to have a closed door meeting with him to tell him to get it together or what?
Yeah, you know, yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, I always feel like, you know, sending your message to the media is the wrong approach. Let me tell you that right now. You might want to just, you know, talk man to man, be adults, just have a real conversation, tell him how you're feeling. Maybe he has some thoughts for you. But, you know, to defend your manager a little bit, you know, you're only as good as the players you got out there in the field. I mean, if you stink, Lawrence, I can't, there's nothing I can do about that. Maybe he's right. Maybe he's just trying to protect you.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that he was like, all right, let's see if we can get him out of the game without dying on the field. Like, that's basically what he was trying to do last night. Rossi, I appreciate the advice.
All right, a little sidebar here. Yes. I see in the third inning, a Holmes, who was playing short center field before we moved him further in the outfield, was thrown out 10-3. You know what that means?
10-3. 10? That
means
10?
That short center fielder threw him out at first base. Okay.
At first base.
Oh, okay. And also,
I remember Vladimir Guerrero doing that from right a couple of times.
Let me say something else. I love Lawrence Holmes. He can say whatever he wants about me. But yesterday somebody tweeted, Lynn, you need some young bucks on the team. And I immediately thought, well, I got some young bucks. I got Herb Lawrence and I got Lawrence Holmes. And then my brain switch went, Lynn, they were young bucks when you first started working with them decades ago. Now they can barely bend over and pick up a bat and walk to the batter's box. So I had a team where nobody wanted to play the outfield. And for good reason, because the team we played was the 1927 Yankees of softball. And it's not even a radio station. It's Justin Kaufman's, quote, project.
Oh,
I actually direct message him because we were going back and forth on Twitter. I said, hey, you know, it doesn't matter, but who the hell were those guys? How many of those guys were D1 college baseball players? Because they had at least seven guys that were 6'2 to 6'5 and hit the ball a good 350 every time they swung the bat.
Yeah, I smell a rat here, because if you're like a startup media company, you could just pretend, hey, you know what? I'm doing a podcast with former major leaguer Scott Rolen.
Well, you know? Well, here's what he actually confessed to me was, well, you know, I don't really have any employees, so I got some guys that I used to play softball leagues with. A center fielder did play D1 baseball, and yeah, it kind of seemed that way.
Okay, so Lawrence Holmes got thrown out from short center.
Yeah.
You're Lynn Bramer. You're the manager. Sounds like you got a problem with your general manager, just like Tony La Russa does with Rick Hahn. And the general manager, I believe, based on my knowledge, is Shane Reardon. So,
well, I thought the whole reason that I was being brought, you know, Shane asked me to come on, was so I could talk about how good a player Shane Reardon.
No, let's talk about how bad a GM he is first.
Lawrence completely fluffed me, so we're good.
I think Shane needs more recruiting tools and scouting. He needs a bigger scouting department than simply an email to all Odyssey employees.
Right,
that seems
that
short.
But here's the other thing, and this is the embarrassing thing, and I'm glad you guys haven't mentioned that we lost by the slaughter rule. The game didn't even come to a dignified ending.
It was so embarrassing.
First time learning of this fact.
Yeah. But Odyssey softball team,
yeah,
that means you have six full radio stations with salespeople and promotion staff.
It's pathetic.
And you can't put people on the field better than what I saw last night.
What am I supposed to do, beg?
No.
We're in the middle of a panorama.
No. Let's let this segment and others like it be a beacon calling for softball talent from throughout the six-station audio cluster. You know you can play. You're listening. Show up and help out your Odyssey brethren.
Yes.
Everybody had a great attitude, and I have to say the weirdest part of the whole game yesterday was the umpire at the end of the game came up to me, held up a phone, and he was obviously videotaping me.
Oh, God.
And he said, we're talking to the coach of the year. And I said, coach of the year? What are you talking about? He goes, I like the way you coached. You shouted encouragement at the players and you stayed in the game. I'm like,
fire and passion.
Okay, fire and passion. Do your job. Let me just point out that the general manager of the Odyssey Empire here in Chicago, leading the team in batting average, 1-for-1, batting 1,000.
Is that Rachel?
Rachel Williamson batting 1,000.
How's the behavior of the team with the big boss present on the team?
She's chill as hell, man.
She is.
She's so chill.
That's
yeah,
great.
She is so chill. She's so funny. I even, started, she came a little late and I benched her. I'm thinking,
you sent the message.
Yeah. Show up on time or sit on the bench.
But
she came in first time up, hit a line drive up the middle, base hit solid. The only problem was our best player, the shortstop, Ryan Lang, hit a bomb to follow and almost ran her down because he's a little bit faster than she is on the base paths. Okay. And that didn't work out either.
It took Rachel 2 years to try to get to third from first. It was ridiculous.
She's facing herself.
You've got the top of the order coming up, and she can't get herself from first to third. And a bomb hit to center field.
Oh, gosh.
But I have to say, on the whole,
Shane's very I really love the way
Val Theobald played and Annie Domino played. And really, our pitcher is excellent. Didn't walk a single person.
Wow.
And
the power of positivity. Lynn is trying to use positivity.
And let me just say, we got slaughtered. And the attitude after the game was really, so what's the nearest bar?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Well, and clearly, you're brilliant because you've chosen your role as manager. You can still take part in all of the post-game drinking.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. But here's the thing. The danger of you blowing smoke up the patooties of terrible softball players.
Yeah.
I always remember Pat Manley talking about his year with Mark Trestman as a Bear, and Manley saying that after practice, sometimes Trestman would say, you guys were great. You practiced real hard. And Manley, some of the players look at each other and say, no, we didn't.
terrible.
We were terrible today. What are you talking about? Like, if they know they're bad, your smoke blowing is not doing them any favors, man. Yeah. Tell them the truth.
Hey, Shane Reardon at third base.
Yeah.
He almost caught every line drive.
Almost is pretty good. Against the 27 Yankees, that's pretty good.
The exit velocity of these line drives had to be 100 miles an hour.
I dropped one. It was like 6 inches off the ground, and the exit velo was easily 110.
Yeah, I agree.
If not 130.
No, Danny.
The way they hit that softball was frightening. It was like live turkeys were descending from a helicopter.
As God is my witness.
As God is my witness, I thought softballs could fly.
So, foundation to be named later, Hot Stove Cool Music.
Oh, I almost forgot. You had me so immersed in the whole softball experience. I've been involved for about 10 years, Hot Stove Cool Music, and the stuff they do for the Boston and the Chicago community. It's all very local-oriented, Chicago Children's Choir, Jackie Robinson Little League Baseball, the Peter Gammons Scholarship Fund, 200 people that fund has sent off to college so far. I think the 200th is coming this year. And tonight, of course, it's virtual. We can't wait to get back to the Paradise in Boston and then the event here at Metro in Chicago.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite nights of the year, every year for the last decade, and it's killing me that we can't be a part of it. You've been
you're saying being on stage and performing with Eddie Vedder was kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, I've sung backup on this event. I've sung backup for Tom Morello, Eddie Vedder, Cheap Trick. God, who else? Bill Janovitz.
Those are musicians,
and you have people participating
Smashing Pumpkins,
in this.
Jimmy Chamberlain,
Billy Corgan. But you have musicians and sports people participating in this, and Peter Gammons. You should have seen the excitement. He's not exactly an excitable guy. When he got to go out on stage and play with Buddy Guy.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
blew his mind.
That's so cool.
Yeah, Buddy Guy, Bernie Williams, and Peter Gammons all playing stage. Guitar together. And with
how can people get involved for tonight's virtual event?
Well, you know what? It's a fundraiser, and they're since it's a virtual, they're only asking $10 for tickets. So you just go to the foundation to be named later, and spend ten. I would spend a little bit more than that if I could, and sure. I will. There's a cocktail party from 5:30 to 6 a.m. that I'm hosting, and some of the regulars.
5:30 to 6 p.m., I assume.
What did I say?
A.m.
Yeah, 5:30 to 6 p.m. It'll be Theo and Paul Epstein.
And then that's cool. And then the event is 6 p.m. to 7:30. FoundationToBeNamedLater.com or .org. I forget.
It's .org.
FoundationToBeNamedLater.org. And tonight features Eddie Vedder, Yo-Yo Ma.
Wow.
Juliana Hatfield, then Bernie Williams, our guy Bronson Arroyo, Peter Gammons, Bill Janovitz, and Greg Hawks from The Cars. Just a ton of really cool, great people.
You know what? More than the incredible lineup, just the work they do is worth your $10.
That is very cool. And now you are, I'm told you know something about music. That's your reputation around here.
Well, you know what? I was the music director at XRT for a number of years and won some awards for that. And I started in college radio in 73, so I've gathered some information. Why, are you going to quiz me on something I don't know?
Hey, it's not going to be a quiz. It's more we need a review.
Okay.
Okay. We've done a little song.
Oh.
And
this is what I was born to do, was listen to a snippet of a song and tell you its prospects, its possibilities. Lay it on me.
Thank you. It's called Justin Fields Forever.
With the 11th pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, my Chicago Bears select Justin Fields, quarterback, Ohio State.
It's a whole new town Bears are going to. Justin Fields. Think he's for real. A QB to have hope about.
Justin Fields forever.
Mitch and the coaches got exposed. The offense failed for all to see. It's gotten hard to be a fan, but it might work out. This draft has made us so happy. Not Andy Dalton's town, Bears are going to Justin Fields. This doesn't feel real. A QB we have hope about.
Justin Fields forever.
Oh, and by the way, he runs a 4-4-4.
Team, I think, has our history. Sid Luckman comes up every show.
Didn't you have Luckman?
Jerkface Jay Cutler was our best, but it's all right. I think we're finally done with bad.
I'm trying to get some of these TVs in the building turned off.
We're a happy town. Bears are going to Justin Fields. I know he's for real. A QB to have hope about.
Justin Fields forever. Justin Fields forever. Justin Fields forever. Lynn Brammer.
Well, you have to understand, first of all, the double track John Lennon style vocals from Matt Spiegel reminds me of why Matt is and Tributosaurus. They are our go to for any parody song we do for opening day live broadcasts. And the instrumentation, who did that?
It's all Kurt, man.
Kurt Morrison?
He just happened to have a half finished track of Strawberry Fields Forever lying around, which we were able to use and finish.
But honestly, without the participation of Danny Parkins with the kind of what did they call it with the roaches, kind of an effective dissonance. Without that perfect off key, the song is nothing. It ties the song together like a Persian rug that some nihilist urinated on in a movie that most of us have seen. It just ties it all together. And I have to say, it is not easy to sound that perfectly bad. If you ask somebody, listen, we need you to sound, you know, just a little off key, just a little, they couldn't do it with the elan and expertise of a Danny Parkins, a man who obviously hasn't listened to a full record album in at least 20 years.
Justin Fields forever.
I was trying to explain to Danny Lynn the concept of outsider music.
You know what? Yeah. Right now, the Shags in outsider music have moved from one to two.
I agree.
Behind Danny Parkins. And if you don't know who the Shags are, make sure you listen in your office at high volume. Some other people can hear it.
Nailed it. Lynn Brammer.
Yeah, you nailed it.
WXRT tonight, Hot Stove Cool Music. Donate. Foundation.
Be there.
Foundation to be named later.org. Brammer, good luck next week in softball.
Thank you.
Okay. He needs it. It sounds like rough squad this year. It's only week one.
A texter says, Lynn, that Danny sounds like he's only ever heard a description of what singing sounds like.
Sure. Yeah. I've read about
singing. So what does singing sound like? I read a breakdown. Dan Durkin did a point-by-point breakdown of singing. Now I'm ready to sing.
On The Athletic, I'm ready to go. The new PA voice of the Cubs is an incredible story. He will join us in less than 20 minutes. We have a different way, though, to show that the White Sox are officially back. It's next on The Score.
Oh, it's a slider hit well to left and run down. Jake Lamb has the final out. And the Sox waltz into Minnesota. Nick Madrigal, it's his first home run. And a win by a dozen. The Sox are 4-0 against the Twins.
Nicky two strikes. Nick Madrigal with the home run with two strikes in last night's game. Thank you to Lynn Brammer for joining us in studio. The new PA voice of the Cubs has an incredible story. And the kid is 21 years old. He will join us in 10 minutes.
Hey, man, real quick, you don't get to do that. You don't get to call him Nicky Two Strikes, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Tanny and I immediately both reacted, just cringed to you calling him Nicky Two Strikes.
You have a problem with Danny saying anything about the White Sox.
Yeah.
You have a problem with Danny.
Full stop.
Yeah, right there. Yeah.
Okay. I love my
Should
teammates.
I handle coming back from breaks on White Sox content? I mean, should I just handle White Sox content? I mean, what do we need to do here? Because your reaction tends to derail the show.
It does. I wanted to get to this thing from Wes Grobstein's overnight show. But what did I... Okay, so I can't... So just Nick Madrigal with the home run last night?
Until you start showing a little bit more respect, yeah.
Yeah.
Good old Nicky Two Strikes.
Yeah, it's not enough for you to, like, restore your stance. Just, man, Sox are good. Okay. We need a couple more days of that before you can start calling them Nicky Two Strikes.
So betting on them to win the American League, paying for the jersey, getting the quote of the year from Tim Anderson.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's big.
Have you ever worn the jersey? Or is it just folded up in one of your 19 closets?
I got a lot of closets in the house.
It's with his tools.
He needs you guys to come over and put that jersey on him. He needs you to help finish that job. He doesn't know how to do that himself.
I haven't been to a game yet. When I go to the game, I'll wear the jersey.
You don't have to wear a jersey only at a game.
You wear a lot of jerseys?
No.
Okay.
None.
Yeah,
none ever.
Okay. So I don't even really want to wear it to the game. It's got my name on the back and an underranked radio host number attached to it.
Says man who buys beers for people at the ball game so people know who he is.
I don't want people to know who I am. I don't want to see them. I don't want anybody to look at me.
I want everyone to know who I am.
I never said that.
I want everyone to know who I am.
Meet me at the craft cave.
Based on... Oh, sorry. So buying nice beers as a marketing strategy for the new show. Now I'm the bad guy.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
You should bring a giant sign. You should bring a giant sign when you're wearing the jersey and have it say, "I love Nicky Two Strikes."
I can't win.
Danny three beers.
But buy beers, don't like it for a marketing strategy. Bring a sign to recruit Machado. People don't like it.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't come here or to your Cubs.
I know. know. It didn't work, but it was a good idea.
Well, it didn't work. It did work if
it,
the
it
object
serves my purpose.
Yeah, well, if the object was to completely alienate the general manager so he never comes on the show, then I think that worked very well. It worked extremely well.
Yeah. As a marketing ploy, people talking about it years later, I think objectively it worked. Did I anticipate the front office and ownership not having a sense of humor about it? Maybe I underestimated that component.
Danny,
of it. We've gotten great players on the show.
Yeah, we have.
It's fine.
Absolutely.
It's all good.
Yeah, it's all good. So anyway, you're talking about the White Sox. They're fun. Nick Madrigal hit his first home run. That was really cool. A great moment. That smile is on his face. Everybody giving him some good-natured crap in the dugout. A delightful moment, for sure.
Yeah, and I don't even know what to do. Because I really just want to point fingers at Shane Reardon and say that you knew we didn't have a lot of time in this segment, you derailed it, and now I don't have time to play the Les Grobstein call. So, but
you're saying that I did something to extend a segment where we didn't have much time.
Yeah.
That's on me this time?
This time it's on you.
All right, you're the captain of that.
Every other time? Uh-huh. That's why I can recognize
it. We have plenty of time.
Yeah, God forbid we tease something and then don't get to it until like an hour later. We've never done that on
never
the show.
Never done that before. I do like seeing how many times we can make Danny tease the same thing.
It's called TSL, Danny. Driveway radio.
You're supposed to pay off the tease, though, to reward them for staying through.
Time spent loathing.
Yeah. For Shane, that's 4 hours every day. Danny.
I love this place.
Yeah, this place we were talking about, he's full stop. Okay. Well, we'll get to the Les Grobstein call later in the show. We have to talk to Jeremiah Paprocki. He has an unbelievable story. 21 years old, the new public address announcer of Wrigley Field. Next on The Score.
It was announced today that the Cubs have hired a new PA announcer. His name is Jeremiah Paprocki, and he becomes the first African-American PA announcer in team history. And also the youngest. He's just 21 years old and currently a senior at the University of Illinois Chicago. He's from the Chicagoland area, grew up a Cubs fan, and of course he says this is a dream come true. And his mom, Barbara, is in attendance tonight. There she is. She was a Cubs parking attendant back in the early 2000s, so he credits her for his love for the Cubs.
Congratulations to Jeremiah. We get a chance to meet him pregame and offer our congratulations in person, but very cool.
That was on the Marquee Sports Network last night. Taylor McGregor, Boog Shambi there. Boog Shambi, and an understatement, very cool. When I saw the announcement, that's a coveted job. You are the voice of Wrigley Field. I know for a fact that many, 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 many people threw their hat in the ring for that gig. To see it go to a local kid who's 21 years old, Cubs fan, it's so genuinely cool and exciting, and it feels fresh and different and new, and I'm just thrilled for him. I can't wait to get to know him a little bit here. Jeremiah Paprocki, the new PA voice of Wrigley Field, joins us on the Alpamonte Nissan Hotline. Alpamonte Nissan in Melrose Park last night was his first game. Jeremiah, thanks for the time, man, and congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me. This is an honor.
So what was last night like?
Oh, it was unbelievable. You know, sitting in the stands for so many years, moving around the grandstands as a kid, moving to the bleachers, left field, and then eventually right field. Just being a part of this ballpark as a kid and sitting in the PA booth last night was just a dream come true.
It's an interesting dream. It's a rare dream for somebody to dream of that particular gig. Like, what do you remember being a fan in the stands and looking up to where you assumed that voice was coming from and specifically saying to yourself, I would like to do that?
Yeah. And, you know, sitting in the stands as a kid, I was just mimicking Andrew Bellison, the voice at the time. And I was like, man, this is a cool job. When I eventually found out that, you know, a PA announcer is a job and someone's actually behind a microphone, I became invested and started trying to find ways to get into it. In high school, I had the opportunity to start reading the announcements for our school, and then I took it upon myself to start calling our girls basketball games as a sports PA announcer. So just, you know, every time I go to Wrigley, you know, I never imagined that I'd be the PA announcer for Wrigley Field. I always assumed it'd be a different Chicago sports team or maybe somewhere across the United States. But to be the voice of Wrigley Field, it's unimaginable, and it still isn't, even though I am.
That's really cool. So did you think about wanting to be like a play-by-play voice with those incredible pipes that we're getting to hear right now? Danny Parkins.
He's younger than me. He has a better voice than me. I mean, Jeremiah, I'm thrilled for you, but I'm also a little jealous. Yeah. I'm man enough to admit it.
But did you think about calling games at some point? Was that ever a dream, or was it PA?
It did cross my mind, just because I know how competitive being a PA announcer could be. You know, only one person gets the honor for each professional sporting team. So I was like, yeah, this is very competitive, and there's a better chance of actually doing play-by-play than being a PA announcer. So I set my sights on that. But being very young at the time, I found it very easy to fit PA announcing into my schedule, and I figure I'd just stick with that, you know, as long as I could. But, you know, I took a couple classes at UIC that are fit for media and touch the topic of sports play-by-play and stuff like that. I always thought that maybe if PA announcing didn't work out, that's something that I'd look into in the future and try to do that. But it worked out for being a PA announcer, so I'm very excited and happy and blessed at the same time.
Jeremiah Paparocki, the new voice of Wrigley Field, 21 years old. Yesterday, his first game as the full-time PA announcer for the Chicago Cubs. Have you even graduated from college yet?
No, I have one semester left.
Okay, so is this like a basketball prospect? Like, are you going to complete the degree? Because the point of college is to get a job. Are you still going to graduate from UIC? What's the plan?
Oh yeah, of course. I've made it this far. You know, I have to get that degree now. You know,
of course. So for anyone who didn't read the story, your connection to the Cubs through your mom is a truly beautiful lineage, and I know she was there last night. Can you just tell our audience about your mom's experience with the Cubs and what that was like for you?
Yeah, so she always mentioned that one of her jobs was being a parking attendant at Wrigley Field in the late 90s, right before she had me. And she told me that she'd seen, you know, the Cubs players at the time, whoever was on the roster, that she'd occasionally see Harry Carey. And that's basically it. But she was there for the late 90s, and then she left to a different job. But she would always come back to Wrigley and attend games. And then she had me, and she'd take me to games. I mean, my first game, I was a few months old, and I would always come at least. She tried to bring me at least once a year or so. It's an amazing story that we have, and being able to connect and watch Cubs baseball, it really means a lot.
She must be so proud of you. What was it like to have her there last night, and what were your conversations like after she got to hear you as the voice of Wrigley Field?
Oh, it's amazing. I think we both don't have the words for it yet. I don't think that we will for a while until it settles in, if it ever settles in. Eventually, I'm sure it will. But right now, we're both speechless, and that's the best way of putting it.
Jeremiah Paparocki is with us. He is the new public address announcer for the Cubs at Wrigley Field, just debuted last night. What do you still have to learn, you think, at this job? What do you still have to work on, Jeremiah?
You know, something that I didn't notice is, like, you know, being very clear and concise. Punctuation, clarity, just making sure that, you know, as a PA announcer, it's your job to, you know, make sure everything sounds good and proper, and maybe working on some dialect words and making sure that they come off as proper English. But, you know, in due time, I'm sure I'll get the hang of it and work on those things. And just, you know, keeping up with the speed of a professional baseball team. I mean, the pace is a lot different than announcing college baseball. College baseball tends to be a little bit more fast-paced, not too many media coordination. So just learning the professional behind-the-scenes aspect of the job is going to be interesting, but I'm very interested in learning that at the same time.
That's interesting for broadcast dorks like us. We are, Danny and I, obviously, talkers. How about pronunciation guides? Yeah, you got to make sure you can't be the guy saying somebody's name wrong. Everybody looks to you. And sometimes, I don't know, I look these up, I'll Google pronunciation. You're going to be careful on that front, I would assume.
Of course. And I even prepared pronunciations before they even offered me the job. I was preparing for this national series, and I took it upon myself to YouTube some of the guys' names. Hopefully somebody said them, and I could just pick off from that. Now I have access to a pronunciation guide, which helps, but I'll definitely do some homework beforehand and see if anybody says it better than the guide, and see if I can use that to help me on the job here.
So Jeremiah Paprocki is our guest. He is the new voice of Wrigley Field, 21 years old, one more semester at UIC, lands his dream job at such a young age, and many of the headlines also, first black PA voice of Wrigley Field. It's obviously a historically white game, and you're young but also black, and that representation obviously matters. How much does that part of the story either give you pride, or what does it mean to you to be the first black PA voice of Wrigley Field?
Yeah, it means a lot. I mean, there's time from time to time that comes up, that there's not a lot of opportunities and there's not a lot of equal employment at certain places. But I never let that discourage me. And I never even really consider that when I go into a job application process. You know, the job says public address announcer. I'm going to show them my voice, my skills, and my work ethic, and that's it. You know, that doesn't cross my mind as much. But being the first black PA announcer and for the Cubs and doing it in Major League Baseball, it's truly an honor. And hopefully this can inspire, other black, not just broadcasting, but any professionals out there that you can do anything you set your mind to and just keep grinding hard. And everything will pay off eventually.
Jeremiah, looking forward to getting to meet you and say hello on press level there at Wrigley Field. But in the meantime, would you mind calling us to the plate, the Parkins and Spiegel show? It seems
interesting, yeah.
Yeah, we host from 2 o'clock to 6 o'clock here on the Score. Parkins, not difficult to pronounce. Spiegel, and pretty straightforward, I think. But whether we're batting, are we now talking? I don't know. I guess we should leave some creativity there.
Sure. Next up on your radio, whatever you are listening to, you're the voice of Wrigley Field. You're going to get these requests for voicemails all of the time now. So allow us to be one of the first to publicly put you on the spot. Can you please, you are listening to the Parkinson Spiegel show on the Score, please?
Yeah, definitely. I appreciate that. And now you're listening to Parkins and Spiegel on 670 The Score.
It's very good.
It's very solid.
Yeah,
it's very solid.
Got a great voice.
Yeah, the tone. the tone is there. All right, well, we'll be calling you for our personal voicemails as well. Thanks so much.
Are you getting hit up for that? Like, what's the weirdest request that you've gotten since you've gotten this job, which has been exactly 24 hours?
This one. I haven't been able to keep up, to be honest. I've been trying to go through everything as much as possible, but nothing crazy yet from what I've seen. So we'll see as time goes. Eventually when I catch up to all the requests and emails and comments, we'll see how it goes, but nothing too crazy yet.
Who are you who was your favorite Cubs player as a kid, just to put your age into to make us all feel really old?
Yeah, it's definitely Rizzo. In high school, I played baseball briefly, and I was between first base and pitcher. I'm tall. I'm 6'5", so that was kind of a good couple positions to put me at. And, just watching Rizzo from the time he came up to the Cubs and catching that final out for the Cubs World Series. You know, Rizzo's work ethic is just amazing. I really appreciate everything that he's done for the team. But, you know, it's not just Rizzo. You know, everybody on the roster has done a great job. But, you know, when I was younger, really liked Alfonso Soriano, you know, especially when he threw me a baseball in the left field bleachers. You know, I liked Kerry Wood as well. You know, when I did some pitching, I tried to aim for a 20 strikeout game. Never happened, but, you know.
It's good to have goals.
I did.
Jeremiah, it's an awesome story, man. Congratulations on having a dream and chasing it down at such a young age. You are the voice of Wrigley Field, and we, like Speak said, can't wait to meet you, and hopefully we'll have you on the show again. All right, man?
Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate this opportunity. Thank you, guys.
You got it, Jeremiah. Congratulations. Very, very cool.
That's Jeremiah Paparocki, the new voice of Wrigley Field.
What's your favorite player? You know, Adbert Alzolay.
Yeah, he's young.
Yeah.
He's 21.
Who's your
Josh
favorite?
Bagley.
Yeah. Who's your favorite bull of all time? Oh, it's got to be Coby White.
Yeah. A man of the present.
Yes.
I like it. He went back to Soriano. I mean, he's got him.
But yes, he did.
But yeah, 21 years old.
What could be worth looking into that he didn't say Matt Duffy, by the way?
That's true.
It's interesting.
He doesn't have Matt Duffy fever yet.
There are vaccines out now.
It's going
there
around.
There are Matt Duffy vaccines available.
I love that we happened upon that as your comp as a softball player. That just makes me so happy. He's a good player, Matt Duffy.
Okay. Well, I'm Ron Coomer.
He's in the lineup again.
He's a slugging third baseman, though. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you are Ron Coomer. More coming out about the silliness of your game as people react the next day to a home run and a blowout off a position player. It's Parkinson Spiegel. On the Score.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.